Father God, we thank you that you have given us your words written. And we can hold those words in our hands and read them. Father, we know in many countries, people are struggling for your word. And people are put in prison for reading your word. And yet in this country, we have the freedom to read your word. Father, we pray that you'd open our eyes, open our hearts to see what your word has for us and impress upon our hearts what you have for us. Bring us around, Lord, around your word, that we will be a people of your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, we're going to look at this person, Jonah. We all are familiar with the story, don't we? Aren't we? We know that Jonah was, that God had called him, and he was supposed to go to a place, but he decided to go away from God. He wanted to run away. Now, have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt that you wanted to run away from God, run away from church, run away from these crazy people called Christians? Run away from life problems? I'm sure we all had those thoughts come across our mind where we wanted to run away. Want to run away from problems, from relationships, or from situations. And the more you try to run away, the more the problem seems to follow us, isn't it? We can't get rid of it. In the darkest moments of our lives, we are given a simple choice. No matter what road we have traveled on, no matter what things we have done, what regrets we have had, there's always this one option before us. And if you look around us in the world, people are taking this option. Either you turn to God or you run away from God. We see this option all around us. People who are turning towards God and people are running away from God. Here is Jonah in a similar situation, a runaway prophet. So you might be thinking this morning, I'm in a similar situation. I don't know what way to go. I don't know where to turn to. This book calls us to turn towards God. Jonah was told by God to go to a pagan city called Nineveh and preach over there. But Jonah didn't want to do that. So he ran away. He went to the port of city of Joppa. He jumped onto a boat and tried to sail to a place called Tarshish. That was exactly the opposite from where God was asking him to come. And many biblical scholars and commentators say that Nineveh was around 300 to 350 kilometers from where God was asking him to go. Instead, he was heading off to Tarshish, which is almost about 1,000 kilometers away. He was running as far away from God, exactly in the opposite direction. So Jonah ran away. But it didn't work. God sent a huge storm to stop him in his tracks. And now Jonah was overboard. And that's basically chapter 1. He was thrown overboard. He is in the middle of the sea. At the end of the chapter, he is swallowed by a big fish. And Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, the last verse, it goes like this. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. And we start chapter 2. Jonah in the belly of the whale. No one who ever disobeyed God goes up in life. You only go down. Jonah went down to Joppa. He went down into the ship. He went down into the sea and down into the belly of the great fish. He disobeyed God and his life was down, 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 down. Jonah is in the deep end. He's in the sea and a great fish has swallowed him. So instead of a nice holiday in Tarshish, he is fish food. He is going to die. The juices in the belly of the whale are going to churn him up. And here's how he describes, and he says, "The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped up around my head." What an interesting thing. Seaweed. You go down to the sea, in some places you'll see this weed. And he says, "These seaweeds are on my head." He was in the belly of the big fish and seaweed all around him. So in chapter 2, we see God is working to bring change into Jonah's life. The story is pretty easy to understand. Jonah is in the water, in the big fish. He cries out to God in prayer. He asks God to save him. And God listens. The big fish spits Jonah onto the dry land. Jonah has no idea where he is. He has no idea where this big fish is taking him out and where he has been thrown out onto the land. It is a simple story, but it's very deep, literally. And there are deep lessons for us to learn from Jonah. And we can learn some things too. And maybe you're wondering this morning, why has this thing happened to me? Where am I? Why is God doing this to me? And maybe, friends, there are sometimes God uses these things to stop us in our tracks, to take time to turn around and turn back to God. So I want us to see three lessons this morning from this chapter, chapter 2, from life of Jonah. Three things about life, about faith, and about God. Life. We all are in need, aren't we? We are a needy people. The first lesson is about life. We learn from chapter 2 that no matter who we are or where we are in life, we all have needs. Sometime back, I was talking to a young Syrian man who fled from Syria. He went to Iraq. He was as a refugee in Iraq for many years. And he was telling me that as a young man, he faced rejection and hostilities, and he was persecuted just because he was a Christian. He and his family, along with others, fled Baghdad and went to Kurdish region area in north of Iraq. And there, his family came to Australia as refugees. Sad, difficult times as a young man that he faced and his family. But this morning, maybe we are not in that situation. Our needs differ from person to person. Our needs are different from each other. And in this story, Jonah knew he was in deep need. He quite literally sinks to a new low. And now he desperately needed God. Oh, how we needed God at this time. And that's one thing, friends, that we learn. Hard times are meant to do. Why do we get into a pickled situation? We are there at an option. Turn to God or run away from God. Jonah here turns to God. And it helps us to reach out to God. That's what Jonah does in this desperate situation. He reaches out to God. He calls on the Lord. Jonah chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. "In my distress, I called to the Lord and he answered me. From the deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help. In the waters, as hope fades, death is closing in. Sitting in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights, Jonah decides that he will look again to God's holy temple. Now in the Old Testament, turning towards the temple was an expression used to speak of a person turning towards God. So Jonah says in his prayer that he will look again towards the temple. It is about refocusing on God, praying to Him, seeking Him. Jonah realizes that he's messed up. He's been running away, ignoring God. And this is what he says in verse 4. I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. So here's Jonah's situation. He's inside the whale in complete darkness. He has no idea what will happen to him next. He has no clue that the whale is taking him back to Israel. He doesn't know that the whale will spit him out onto the dry land. Jonah has no idea what's going to happen next. And now he recognizes that there is no point in running away from God. He is just a weak, fragile human like all of us. He needs God. And so he calls out in prayer. What a lesson for us, friends. What a lesson. Call out to God in prayer. Jonah does something else. We see in his prayer of Jonah, it's not original. It's not an original prayer. His prayer is a collection of many phrases. It's interesting. When you go home this afternoon, look at Jonah chapter 2. And look at the prayers he makes. It's all taken from the book of Psalms. At least 8 different Psalms Jonah quotes as his prayer to God as he cries out to him. And it's important for us to see. In difficult times and situations, when we hit rock bottom in our life and our faith, it's the word that comes to us. It's a word that we turn to. Bible. Look to the Bible. Let's open the Bible and read and know what it's all about. The word inside shapes us. It shapes our thinking and our praying. It helps us to focus on God. You know, one of the good things I like about Psalms, King David, when he wrote, he went through difficult times, hard times, and he cries out to God. He refocuses on God. It'll help us in hard times. Maybe you have hit rock bottom. Maybe you feel that the ground beneath you is shaking. Maybe you feel that you're like drowning in your worries. Even if you're not, what do you do when you hit hard times? What do you do when you hit difficult times? As we see from Jonah chapter 2, call out to God. Pray. Get into the word. It'll help you. And that's not all, friends. The second lesson is about faith. We need to call out to God, number one. Secondly, we need to put our faith in Him. Our hope, our salvation is from the Lord. Jonah finished up his prayer with the statement of faith. He says in the next verse, verse 9, salvation comes from the Lord. In one sentence, he forms the theme of Jonah's book, the central theme of the Bible too, because salvation is from God. Who else can save us? It's God. And Apostle Paul says the same thing. He says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Not by ourselves, friend. Not by ourselves. It is the gift of God. God brings us to a place of weakness and dependence so that we can turn to Him and trust in Him. God wants us to know ultimately that only He can save us. God also has power to speak to the fish and tell it to vomit Jonah out onto the dry land. Only God has the power to save us from judgment that's against our sin. In our relationship with God, it begins to grow with faith and in God. It's a process of working out. So you see, Jonah just didn't call out to God in prayer. In the belly of the fish, he put his trust in him. He gives up being his own boss, trying to run his own life. He entrusted himself and his life and his future to God. So the lesson is, it's good to know about God. It's good to pray to God. But it doesn't mean much if you don't have faith in Him. God wants us to trust in Him with everything. Friends, I know it is so difficult when times are confusing and hard to trust in Him. But that's exactly what the Word of God says, that we need to trust in Him. And this story of Jonah is a good example of that. It is by calling out to God, putting our trust in Him, He restored Jonah again to the dry land. And it is a picture of what ultimately is achieved in Jesus. We saw about life. We are a needy people. We need God. We saw about faith. Salvation comes from God. We cannot run our own life, but it's God who helps us. That brings us back to focus on God, thirdly. And I guess that's the third lesson we learn about God. God wants us to call out to Him. God wants us to put our trust in Him. And that's why He sent Jesus into this world. His only Son into this world. Jesus came to rescue us from our helplessness. And Jesus actually talked about Jonah. Jesus was going around teaching that everyone should repent and put their trust in Him. And some people said, give us a sign. Show us who you are. Give us a sign. Show us something that proves you've got authority. So they demanded Jesus for a sign. You want a sign? Here's a sign. The sign of Jonah. That's what Jesus tells them. He's talking about His own death and resurrection. He says this in Matthew chapter 12, verses 39 and 40. A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it, except for the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. God delivered Jonah from the belly of the fish after 3 days and 3 nights. It was a sign pointing out to Jesus. Jesus is saying, you want a sign? You want to know what the keys of life and faith and God is? Look at Jonah. And that's what's going to happen to me. He was swallowed up by death on the cross. And he was restored again on the third day in his resurrection. The sign of Jonah is that Jesus came to die for us and be raised again. It's the sign that says salvation is from the Lord. It says call out to God. It says put your trust in Him. Let's look to God, friends. Jonah is all about desperate times and desperate need in the deep end. It happens when we see our need and we call out to God in faith. And our greatest need is closeness with God. But like Jonah, we so often run from Him. So often we try to live without God. So often we seek to do things in our own strength. So often we say, God, we don't need you. Let me do this. I've got this in control. Let me handle this. Friends, we need God. There might be stormy waters. You might hit some hard times. You might feel like you're sinking. But in Jesus, God calls us close. If we hand over our lives to Him, give our lives to Him, let Him take charge. Let Him control our lives. God looks to us and says, you are justified in my eyes. You are forgiven and you are close. This is what Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, since you have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that what the world is looking for, friends? Peace. Peace within oneself. And Apostle Paul says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Life may be hard. Storms will come. But in Jesus, we stand right with God with His peace. So every day, friends, let us cast ourselves before Him and acknowledge our need of Him. Set aside time to pray and read God's Word. Put your trust in Him. Don't wait until the storm comes. For He's all we need. For life, for faith, we need God. Salvation comes from God. What a statement that is. What a statement. Jonah, in the midst of difficult times, he looks to God and he says, salvation comes from God. And that's a lesson for us, friends. We are a needy people. We will hit rock bottom in lives. Let's look to God. Let's give our lives to Him. And let Him rule our lives. He's a sovereign God. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You this morning for the story again. It's a familiar story of Jonah, which reminds us that You are the Creator, whom we have offended and sinned against, and we have run away. You are the judge who judges us. But You alone are God. You also are God who offers forgiveness for those who repent. Forgive us this morning, Father, for running our own lives, for not wanting You. Instead of running to You, we run away from You. Forgive us, Father. We humble ourselves and we turn towards You. And we believe in the gospel of Christ. We thank You, O God, for the provision that You have made for us in Christ. We thank You for giving us life and faith, and help us to trust in You and to know deep within our hearts salvation comes from the Lord. Help us to keep looking to You. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.